So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. And I know I look a bit sweaty, but yeah, that's the real me. No makeup on, yes, and I'm taking care of myself. Honestly, I'm happy that I am actually posting this because I was considering to take a break off Yachting International Radio because I'm currently working on my own startup that I have invested in for the last 3 years, a lot of money, time and energy. And what I would like to share with you today is that sometimes we go through a time where we feel very alone. And especially now, maybe you can feel it through the energies because we are transitioning at the moment. And the old version of you has to be let go. And sometimes we wobble. I call it wobble, where we don't know, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? And we don't feel like we get this guidance, this inner voice, this intuition, and we feel disconnected from the divine. You're not disconnected. It's a reset button. And for those of you who have undergone serious change in their lives in the past 3 years, have felt maybe also certain injustice happening to them, and had a rough time, literally had a pretty rough time, I speak to you now. I know exactly how that feels like, and you can hear my voice. I'm shaking. We are not alone. You're not alone. What I do on these times is I pray. I rest as much as I can. I show up for myself, meaning I go to the gym, I train, I meditate, I take care of this vessel and take care of this mental and emotional. Emotions are important to go inside of you. And I think I deliberately now film this. Because some people think other people have it all together. We are not having it all together. We also have the shadow side. And I really actually don't like using this word, the dark night of the soul and going through the shadow nights. But it is a bit like that. We feel like we're entirely blind and in a darkness and do not know what to do. But this is a reset button to understand what stays in your life and what does not stay in your life. What is it that you really need to transform within yourself and what you need to let go and what you can keep. It's not a punishment. It's just a moment of, okay, this has not worked so far. What can I do differently? And I've been, for instance, having this podcast for 6 years, and I'd be very honest, I'm not the typical coach who says to you, it's love and light, because it is not love and light. There are the dark sides, and I keep on telling to people, you need to go inside of it. And I understand that it's not easy. It's not at all easy. Going inside of the emotional wounding, it's absolutely not easy, but it is necessary. And if we have undergone a certain amount of suffering in our lives, you can weigh up. You go inside and feel the pain, and really work with it, that shadow side, and look at it deeply. Or you continue ignoring it and go from one suffering cycle to the next suffering cycle. So it's really our own choice. I give you an example. My tikkun or soul correction is definitely self-worth, because many times in my life I have undersold myself, overgiven, overpleasing. And this is something that I'm working on, and especially when you run a startup, you need to understand how you price things, how you manage the expectations of clients, of investors, and of the stakeholders. And it's definitely a learning curve that I had a steep one in the last 3 years. We continue working on our healing. There's not ever a moment I would say that you're completely healed. I just believe that you are becoming aware of it, and you become aware of like how do you deal with the fear? The fake evidence appear real, which is just an illusion. And we do need to be delusional in order to dream and to follow a vision. The best, or let's say successful, I'm saying this in quotation marks, successful people have been delusional in the eyes of others. Many people believe that I'm maybe delusional in what I do at the moment and how I work on my startup, how I have sold everything, lived in on the border of Monaco and worked there, and what a great life. But it was not a life that was suited for me. And that's why we all have to find what is that life that suits you. I follow the guidance of spirit and divine constantly, knowing that I'm stepping into my purpose in what I do and what I will do. So I'm currently writing my book, The Moments That Matters. And there are moments that I have to smile at myself. I'll give you an example. Having a crush on a singer, on an artist, and you're like, what the heck is going on with you? Are you a teenage girl? Come on, you're a grown-up woman. But I find it amusing because sometimes these old kind of habits and beliefs come back up. And why not dream? Why not feel like, okay, you know, it's possible? So what I'm telling you today is that be more loving when you go through these dark nights and these lonely nights. And you are actually never alone. Even if you feel you're disconnected of some certain intuitional guidance, God, creator, divine space, whatever you want to call it, is there with you. And that's very important. And no one can tell you how this will look like, as no one can tell you how meditation will look like. I find this really funny because I'm on this spiritual island called Pandan, and I'm still going to rock the boat with this, but Bria's going to love this. I'm a very spiritual person, but I don't need to put it out there as saying that our community in Sangha, and we do not allow these kind of people in. I find it actually quite sad that we use spirituality to become superior than others. Why the fuck are we doing this? Sorry for my French. And what I find even sadder is that people use spirituality to manipulate and control other people and to create fear. And this is unfortunate what I have seen so far in Koh Phangan. Not everywhere in Koh Phangan, but in some places. And it does not put a light, very good light on people like us who actually, I am a healer. Yes, and this is the first time I'm actually coming out with this. Great. I have the gift to put people into past lives. I have the gift of seeing more things than other people see and to channel. And that's how I write my book. But it is not something that makes me anyhow better than anyone else, because we all have gifts. And the people who have the gifts, we just share guidance on how other people can awaken to their purpose. And that's what it is. Nothing else. But I find it really funny how people continuously lecture other people. And I'm really careful that I don't do this. And my mom always reminds me of that, which I really love about that, actually. So I had to cut the podcast and add this part to it. So we spoke about lecturing, and yet how much I do actually love that my mom says to me, do not lecture. And that's very true, because we're just guiding. So meeting the people where they are at. So in your own process, if you feel the pain or the darkness, try to go inside of it. But sometimes we're not ready yet to do so. And that is perfectly okay. What is important is to regulate our nervous system. This is through movement, to get the happy hormones going, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin. And sleep is very important. That helps you to recalibrate. And also, when you're ready to go inside of it, sometimes it's good to have someone to help you and to guide you through it. What does not necessarily help is to repeat the story again and again. So if this is a story of suffering, to tell the story and retell the story again and again, because our nervous system does not know whether it happened in the past or it happens again. So that is it for this week. And I'm going to give a shout out to my dear friend, Marie, and that I love her loads and big hug and kisses. And I'm there in spirits. And also to my friends, kids, Daisy, Teddy, and Charlie, that I'm also there and just a WhatsApp away. And I'm sending a lot of strength and resilience and fortitude and also love. And I hope that the pain will go away very quickly. Namaha, namaste. Welcome. My name is Geraldine Hardy, and I'd like to introduce you today to Alina, the Century. Alina is a concept that can be implemented in any existing property, a resort or hotel, a clinic or well-being center. We're going to combine longevity technology that you can find in stem cell therapy, infusions, peptides, and longevity technology machines with the ancient practices, including traditional Chinese medicine, yoga, Ayurveda, energy and frequency medicine, naturopathy, and homeopathy. These tools will be combined and formed into an individual protocol, customized and personalized to the patient to create a deep, profound healing journey. I'd like to share with you my journey. About 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a benign tumor in my left breast. My autoimmune disorder also came back. I knew I had to really embrace profound change and transformation. So I worked on my physical layer with the longevity technology, but on my emotional and mental layer, I had to change my belief systems. So I used traditional Chinese medicine, yoga and Ayurveda, movement practices, energy healing and quantum healing techniques, as well as past life regression sessions to be able to release my trauma, my emotional wounding that was the root cause of my diseases at the first place. And I thought to myself, if I can do this, everyone can do this. We see these days a lot of longevity technology coming up. It is almost a $7 trillion industry. What we are missing is really, how do you heal the emotional wounding, the trauma? And this is pretty much the root cause of any disease. With all of our partners at Alina the Sanctuary, we are creating protocols that will be individualized and customized to the patient's needs. Please join us on this journey that will be able to expand and grow immensely, and we are able to take the franchise to various different properties in the world. We have a light asset model, so we are offering the concept, not directly a property, nor do we lease a property or acquire an asset. This has been done deliberately that keeps us being able to move fast in the market at the moment and be able to implement the concept easily and existing structures without having to renovate, to acquire an asset, or have any delays in building something.